Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 75 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I'm coming out. It's Pride Month. It's that time of the year where everyone's celebrating themselves for who they really are. And I think that would be that this is an appropriate time to come out as weird. I'm strange. I've known it for a while. There's wind. You're going to have to deal with it because we're in the outdoors today because it's such a fucking nice day. It's such a beautiful day. I couldn't help but be outside. I don't even have to like this is the perfect temperature. I'm not even going to sweat. I'm not even going to break a sweat sitting here talking. Usually I would because it's just exhausting. I'm running at such high speeds, high octane thought, just stream of consciousness. It requires the CPU up here in my head to be burning real hot. I'm coming out as weird. I've known for a while this weird feeling inside me that I feel like no one gets me, and I feel like I'm the only one who I can relate to, and everyone else is just not on the same page. No one gets me. No one gets me like me. And I'm just going to accept that and love that about myself. I've just lived in at odds with myself for most of my life. I feel like I've always beaten myself up over people not getting me or not being on the same wavelength. And I thought that it was me. But really, it's them. You know, I can only be me. I can only do me. So whenever somebody just doesn't get it, I'm not going to like beat myself up over that. I'm just going to continue being me. And that's all I have to offer. Because at the end of the day, that's all you have to offer. Now, I want to get things clear when I say that I'm coming out as weird and say that I'm not gay. But I'm definitely weird. Like, I'm not gay, but I'm eccentric. I'm definitely more in touch with my feminine side than most people, I think. I don't even know anymore. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't even matter. Point is, I want to stop this war that goes on in my head where I'm just like, you're weird and that's a problem. I'm weird and it's a good thing, okay? I should continue to be weird. I should be weirder. I don't think I'm weird enough. So I want to make it a challenge to myself to just not overthink the things that I say, because what are you going to do? Change your past? Sometimes I just wish I could be in a different body, with a different life, with a different past. Someone who like tells themselves a more positive story, but I'm just not that guy. I'm just weird. And that's a good thing. I'm tired of pretending that it's not a good thing. But you know what? I'm weird. And I love myself because I'm weird. So yeah, this is my podcast where I'm weird, and you need to get used to that. Because if you don't, then I'm going to think it's my fault. And it's not. It's your fault for not being on my page. So yeah, first thing on the docket today, I'm sick and tired of getting mail. Like, the fucking balls on these people to put all of my information on a piece of paper and hand it to me. And be like, here you go. Here's some work. You have fun getting rid of this, you know? I don't want, like, it should be illegal for them to put your social security number and shit on a piece of paper and mail it to you, because then it's your burden to get rid of that. Well, I can't just throw it out. This is very sensitive information. I gotta buy a shredder now. I have to buy a fire pit and then burn it. when I was a kid, after like the school year was over, I just threw all my papers into the fire because I was like, fuck it, I'm burning it. You know, even that was inspired by this urge to run away that I had ever since a kid. I just like, once this year's over, I'm just gonna burn it all. Just burn it all to the ground and start over. And sometimes I think I should do that with my notes, because sometimes I go through my old notes and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna finally find the good shit and put it all in one Google Doc. And I just keep on thinking thoughts. Like, no matter how far back I go, I can always put myself back there. I touched him. I could have killed this fly, but I was too nice. So I just pat him. I also didn't want to get his guts on my finger and pants, because that would be a little icky. But hopefully he got the warning to just stay away from me. Get the fuck away from me. I do notice that when I spend more time alone, that I become more used to the way things used to be. Because I spent most of my life alone. And I think that's why I'm so bad at making friends. But yeah, the fucking balls on these people who send me mail with my information on it. It's like, cool, I guess you... Like, why are you flexing the fact that you know my social security numbers? Like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna print it on this piece of paper and we're gonna mail it to him. And he's gonna open it and be like, fuck, dude, they got me. They got all my information. And it's like kind of a threat, you know? It's like, hey, buddy, we got you. And if you don't, I don't know, if you don't dispose of this properly, then some person can go rooting through the trash and just find your information and then just become you. Legally become you. And that's a terrifying idea, the fact that somebody can just find me in the trash and then just like, oh, here's an entire life. Here's an entire life that I can... It's mine now. This is my life. I didn't have a life. This is what I need to do. You know what? I should just start looking through the trash, because I'm not satisfied with, like, my life. So I'll just find somebody who hopefully is farther along than I am, and I can take out loans in their name. Because you... All because you threw out a piece of paper. Your life in America, where your life can be ruined by throwing out a piece of paper in the wrong way. Like, the balls on these people to just put it all on the page and be like, he'll do it right. He'll see it. He will throw it out in a fire or a shredder. And even if you do shred it, someone can really assemble those pieces if they try hard enough. I don't know why you would, but it's just annoying. Like, do I really have to start going on a hunt to dispose of my mail? Like, do I really have to break it in half like a credit card and dispose of it in two different dumpsters so that people can't combine the two? Like, I'll rip it right along where it says my social security number, or like, you know, horizontal and vertically. And then find four different dumpsters so I can dispose of it. And they can go on a quest if they really want to, but I think it would be a lot harder for them to search for all four of these pieces of paper that will complete the tie. And like, at that point, is it really worth it? You really want my life? It's not that good, you know? I just think that's stupid, though. That's one time I found a credit card outside of a restaurant, and for some reason, instead of bringing it into the restaurant and telling them that I found it, I took it upon myself to snap it in half and dispose of it in two separate locations so that no one could find it. And that was a rookie mistake of me to not just be like, hey, someone dropped this outside of your restaurant. Because they could probably, if he ate there, then then they can call him. But nah, this dude's got to get a new card now. And I have, my eye is bothering me. My contact, ever since I put it in, it's been kind of like, yo. Isn't that wild? That, like, when God made eyes, he's like, some of them just won't work. And they'll figure out how to put glass in the right way. Or what are contacts? Are they plastic or are they glass? Flimsy glass plastic. That's what they are. It's some sort of combination of materials. That's what I think. I just don't think it's necessary. Like, I want to stop getting mail. I made the mistake of when I was signing up for insurances, because, you know, you got to apply to find out which one's the best one. Turns out the state one's the least expensive one. So I applied to all these, like, these just leeches. I applied to Progressive. I applied to Liberty Mutual. And let me tell you, they do not stop sending you mail. I keep on getting mail. It's like 3 times a week I get something from all these places. And I'm like, dude, you're wasting paper. You're like, I can't, and you can't unsubscribe. There's no way to do it. It's just, you just keep getting mail forever until you change your address. And then hopefully they stop. Or they just keep sending it to the old address, and then someone else is stuck with your problem and mail. Someone is stuck with your mail. That would be great. You know what I should do? I should sign back up on a different address, and then just somebody else gets my fucking mail. Because I'm sick of getting it. I don't want it. I'm never going to sign up for Liberty Mutual. I'm not going to do it. Okay? So leave me the fuck alone. This message goes out to Progressive and Liberty Mutual. Stop sending me mail. I'm never gonna, I don't even open it. You send me these things like, apply for this card. You get $500. Of what? People are worried about plastic straws. We banned them in New Jersey, so now it's all paper straws. But this whole thing is still made out of plastic. And are we really ready as a society to get rid of the image of a plastic see-through iced coffee cup? How much do you care about the earth? Are you prepared to make the switch to a paper cup? You're going to drink an iced, nobody's going to drink an iced coffee out of a paper cup. It's just not going to happen, okay? So what are we going to do? Switch to styrofoam? Well, styrofoam is not biodegradable, but have you ever lit styrofoam on fire? That shit turns into nothing. It's like a magic trick, okay? So here's what I'm saying. I think we should change all of it to styrofoam to save the environment, okay? Everything should be styrofoam. And then when it's done, you just burn it because it turns into nothing. It doesn't even have ash. It just turns into some kind of gas that goes up into the sky. Who gives a fuck about what that does to the environment? No one really cares. Because, so like this plastic cup is saving the environment because there's no straw? Because I do this. No turtle would choke on this cup or this lid. No. Now you recycle, but you don't always know where that goes. I bet they don't even do it. I think U2 started the Me Too movement when they forced their album onto all of us. Suddenly, everybody who was in a frat party, you know, suddenly they had a little bit of context to be like, you know what? I don't like how that feels. I don't like how that feels to have this music on my phone without my permission. You know, everyone suddenly had empathy, like, oh, I don't like how this feels to be used like this. And that's when the Me Too movement started. Because people realized, they're like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't be putting this on in there. Maybe we shouldn't be putting this in there without their permission. That's how I'm going to relate that to that. You know, let me just stick this music into a vulnerable young iPhone. You can see there's plenty of times throughout this podcast that after I say something, because these are my ideas. You don't get to choose your ideas. I just have a thought and I write it down and I'll explore it. And sometimes, a lot of times, after I say something, I just am not happy with myself. Because who else has ever, spotted lanternfly. Dead. That's right. That's what you get, you invasive species from China. China sent us all the bad things. They sent us COVID and they sent us these spotted lantern flies that are going to destroy everything we know. Our life is going to be destroyed by these little insects that go like this. And they just kind of, that's their baby stage. They kind of just dance back and forth. They just kind of stand there and they want to get as high up as possible. Like there was this post, this wood post in somebody's backyard that I just saw a million spotted lantern flies on top of this post. And they were just hanging out there, leaping onto your shirt, if they can. And then you just like walk away and you just see one crawling up your side, you know? And I just think that's bullshit. And my eye is still bothering me. My hair is now at a length where I can't tell if it's my hair or a bug. And I have no way of knowing because I don't have eyes that can see that my head and they don't have access to a mirror 24/7. So what I do is I just sit there and I'm like, is there a bug crawling around in my hair? I hope not. I feel something touch my neck and I'm like, oh, it's just my hair. Or was it? You don't know. And there's no way to know. And that is something... That is something as somebody with... can I get through this sentence? That is something that as somebody with long hair, I realize you can never really truly know if it was a bug or if it was your hair. And that is just some kind of chaos of the world that you just need to accept as somebody with long hair. It probably protects me from ticks. I don't think I'll get a tick on my head because of my hair. I don't know why people say I don't believe in guns. Like, okay, tell that to somebody with a pistol and it's pointed at your face. Like, what? Oh, I don't believe in guns. Well, they exist. That I get it if you say you don't believe in God because you didn't fucking see him. But like a gun? Like, it's right there. Can you not see? Are you blind? I don't believe in anything I can't see. Well, you can't see anything, so you believe in nothing? Do blind people just believe in nothing? A blind atheist is like, I don't believe it until I'll believe it when I see it. It's not going to see anything. I have like a bit of perspective on what it might be like to be blind. Because I can see up till about right here. This is like anytime I wake up and I go on my phone, I have to put my phone right here because this is where I can see it. And like this is how close I have to look at my phone in the morning when I wake up before I have my contacts in. I have to look at it like this. And that's just something that I've lived with for a while. My eyes are super bad, probably because I looked at a computer for most of my childhood. I should have got blue light glasses. All that blue light hurt my eyes. Probably not. My eyes haven't gotten worse in like, probably like fucking at least 10 years at this point. Yeah, I don't understand when people say I don't believe in guns. Because it's like, how are you not going to believe in something that does exist? Not only exist, but kills people every single day. Like someone right now just died from a gun. Okay? And you're going to sit there and be like, I don't believe in guns. I don't believe in guns. All right? I don't believe in taxes. I don't believe in jail. I don't believe in the police. I don't think anyone will come for me if I skip out on my taxes. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't believe in it. And to you, I say you're a fool, because guns do exist and you're about to be shot by one. You think if you go like... You think if you go to like bad places, you won't get shot or something? You think if you go to, I don't know, where would you get shot? Or sex trafficked? I don't believe in sex trafficking. I don't believe in anything until I see it. That's horrifying. I don't believe in taxes. I don't believe in laws. I don't think they exist, because I don't see them. Every like, are you walking around with some like screen in front of your face that says these are the laws, and you every time like you break one, you just see it like highlighted in red in the HUD, you know? in the game of life, you're walking around outside and you got your HUD, you know? And on the side, you can pull up the rules and you just see a list of all the laws. And anytime you break one, it's highlighted in red. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So until it's like that, I don't think I'll believe in laws, because I don't see them. I'm so close-minded. I don't believe in anything unless I see it. I've never seen a jaguar. I don't think they exist. I've seen nature documentaries. I've seen all these things, you know. But in person? Never seen it. I don't think it exists. Maybe one day I'll see one, though, and I'll be like, oh yeah, it does exist. But until that day, may as well not, because it's never affected me. COVID doesn't exist. It never affected me. This is gold, dude. You're hilarious. So I was gonna visit my friend at her work, and then I completely forgot, and I just like went somewhere else instead. And then I was like, well, it was the thought that counts. You know, I thought about it. She's like, why don't you ever come visit me? I'm like, because I thought about it one time and then I didn't. But it's the thought that counts. And if it's the thought that counts, then you really don't need to do anything. You just think about it and then you're good. Because it's the thought that counts. And yeah. So stop doing things. Just think about it and it's basically done. You know? I didn't get someone a birthday present. I thought about it. And you know what? It's the thought that counts. So don't feel bad that you didn't get anything, because I thought about it. Anytime somebody says, nah, don't worry, it's the thought that counts, I'm going to call them on their bullshit and be like, so you're saying if you were dying of cancer and I didn't visit you, but I thought about it, that would be good enough? Okay. I see where you're coming from. Right. So if you get kidnapped, I'll just think about it. I'll think about, man, he's kidnapped. That sucks, you know? I thought about it, and it's the thought that counts. And it's, you know what? I don't like that they're kidnapped. I would highly prefer it if they weren't. Give him back. Come on, please. I'm sick of him not being here, so give him back. I keep on thinking about this person who's kidnapped, and they keep on saying it's the thought that counts. But what does it count for? You know, what does it count to? 30? It counts. A count? Is that another one? No. I thought I saw another spotted lantern fly. Dude, my contact's still bothering me. I fucking hate everything that ever existed. I wish the person who invented contacts would die already. Even though he's already dead. Surely already dead. How recent are contacts? What was the first contact? Was it literally just a piece of glass? Like, it was like the eyepiece, right? The monocle. And you just kind of like squish your eye down on it. Kind of like, you know, that's primitive. But they were like, what if we could get it closer? So like, let's make a smaller piece of glass and then just put it in someone's eye. Dude, I'm in pain. Ugh. Don't put your contacts in after you just used conditioner, because it doesn't, like, you know how you wash your hands with like soft, I fucking hate soft water. If you have a water softener in your home, you can just kindly go fuck yourself, because it feels like you don't get the soap off ever. Like, you know how hard water versus soft water? Hard water, you can tell. It's like, oh yes, now I can rub my hands together and there's a little bit of friction because I got all the soap off. But with soft water, it's just slippery forever. It's just slippery and you never know if you got it off. So then you start willy-nilly touching your eyes, and now it's still hurting. Both of my contacts are kind of annoying me right now. Like, what's the point? I should just wear glasses. I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. Dude, once I run out of my parents' insurance, it's over for me. Me and contacts are done after that. Never going back. It's disappointing. You'd like to... Dude, this is shit falling. To sit under a tree is to run the risk of something falling on you. They say don't sit under a tree in a thunderstorm because the lightning or whatever. I think it's because something could fall on you. I don't think you should ever be under a tree ever. It's scary. It's terrifying. I'm horrified right now. Terrified of the outdoors. Very scary. I should go back inside. Cause see what happens when I go outside. It just starts falling. The sky is falling. But hey, I feel like I'm on the same page as like David Cho. Someone who's just like in the thick of it always. You know, he's like lived a life, so he has actually like experience to pull from. But I'm the complete opposite. I haven't lived a life. So we kind of end up in the same spot, you know? I just thought about everything a little bit. I thought about everything a little bit. This guy told me to break a leg. So I broke his leg. And he was mad at me for some reason, but like he never clarified which leg. I should break. You know, everyone's like, oh, break a leg. It's like, break one of my legs? I'm supposed to continue doing things with a broken leg? No, thank you. If you tell me to break a leg, it's going to be yours. Because I'm not going to find an unrelated victim. If someone tells you to break a leg, they are fine with accepting that it can be any leg. You know? It's a command. Break a leg. He's not even saying please. He's saying do it. So he cannot be surprised when he ends up with a broken leg. He or she, sorry. Or they. You don't know. Or Zim. Invader Zim. Is that actually a pronoun? Do people go by Zim? Like, I'm gonna start going by Invader. My pronouns are Invader, Invadee, Invito. I'm going Commando from now on. You know, I was walking around yesterday with no underwear. Sometimes I just choose to go Commando, especially when I'm like wearing like sweatpants or something, or like a comfortable pant. You can't go Commando in jeans or anything with a zip. If you go Commando with pants with a zipper, you deserve anything that happens to you because of that. Like, everyone's always talking about like, oh, don't you hate it when you get your dick caught in your zipper? No. I love it when I get my dick caught in my zipper. Because all the times that have happened to me is zero. It has absolutely never happened and it never will happen. Because even when I wear, first off, when I wear jeans, I make sure I wear underwear too. Second, when I go pee, I'm telling you, man, shit's just falling. The world's falling apart. I step outside and just twigs descend. Yeah. If I wear jeans, I also wear underpants. And if I go to the bathroom, I undo the button, I unzip my pants, and I flip it over. Okay, I don't use that fucking weird... I don't use that underwear hole. Because that is, I can assure you, that is the only way anyone has ever gotten their dick caught in their zipper. Because it's just not even efficient, you know? I don't want to, like, move... I don't want to, like, part the C's to let my dick go through. Like, I'll just flip it over. It's so much easier to just pull it down a little bit, in my opinion. And you don't ever run the risk of zipping your dick because it's put away. It's like, nah, you didn't get it all the way back through that. Then why'd you, like, you gotta, like, rip apart this cotton to just, like, let it go through? Like, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's truly absurd. I could get underwear when I do have some underwear that doesn't even have those. So yeah, if you get your dick caught in your zipper, that's your fault. This gas station only had one more straw. So I let the guy know, like, this is the last straw. And he just, like, stared at me confused. Like, he didn't understand, like, what I was... I just told him, this is the last straw. So I guess I'm the only one who's sucking my liquids through a tube today. You know, except people in hospitals. Everyone else has to tilt it. Do you think straws are offensive to people in hospitals? Like, they have to eat their meals through a tube, and you're sitting there like... willy-nilly sucking on like sucking on a little fucking long titty to get whatever juice is on the other side of it. I gotta suck my liquids through a tube. because I'm special. I'm bougie. I'm just bougie like that. I just need to do that. We kind of, if you think about it, we kind of treat phones like humans. Like, isn't it weird how we, if it's like at 95% and we're going to bed, we're like, oh, I can't plug it in because if it's at 100% being charged all night, then the battery will become dependent on the charge. Like, it's a drug. Like, that's such a human quality to give to a phone. It's, well, we don't, when it doesn't need to be charged, we don't charge it so that the battery will become big and strong, you know? Like, it's not, I mean, it is how it works, but like, the way we think about it is like a little too human, you know? So I was walking around the other day with no underwear, because sometimes I like to live a little on the edge, you know? Sometimes I want to go crazy. And the only way you know how to do that is to take off your underwear. Because it's like this little secret between you and yourself. You don't know. No one knows. No one knows. I'm like basically naked. I'm one step, like, usually it's like two steps from being naked. You got your pants and then your underwear. But sometimes I like to like run a little risk, you know, like, don't pants me because that's all I got, you know, that one layer of protection between you and my dick. So don't pants me. Okay, so that confirms it for me, that underwear only serves two purposes, to as a last defense for a pantsing. And for the little dribble after you pee. Now, women, you might not know this, but men, after they pee, doesn't matter how much you shake it off, doesn't matter how, if you like dab it with anything. So it's like, why don't you just clean it off? Why don't you just wipe it up? After you put your dick away, there's always like three or four more drops that just come out of your dick hole. And there's nothing you can do about it. And sometimes when I don't wear underwear, I feel it drip down onto my foot. Sometimes if I don't wear underwear and I get up off the toilet, because I'm sitting while I pee, I don't give a fuck. I'll feel a little drip fall on my foot. Like, oh, it just like avoids all everything, you know, or whatever material that my pants are, it drips down and kind of like falls down the side and it lands on my foot. So that is why underwear exists, for men at least. Those two reasons. I could think of no other reason. Oh, also, it keeps your pants from smelling like shit. Because I don't know about you, but pants can last a week. If you change out your underwear, you could wear the same pair of pants for like a week. Not if you go commando, though. Because if you ever itch your butt, if you ever picked a little crack, it's gonna smell. Like, one time I wore these pants a little too much before I put them away to be washed. And, you know, I just wanted to see if they would be good to wear again. And I took a little whiff. And, dude, you would have thought I shit my pants. Am I gross? Am I just a gross person? Is that what it is? There's so many things that I do, and there's so many things that you do that you don't even know someone else might think is gross. And you have nothing else to compare it to because it's the way you've lived your life always, you know? You have no one to compare it to. It's just you and you alone doing this thing that everyone else would agree is disgusting. Like, the first thing I do when I get in the shower is I go bare hand. I don't give a fuck. I go deep. I go in my ass. Not in, but I go, that's my first place that I go to. I got to pick it all out. Because something about my underwear or something, I get dingleberries of cotton. Okay? It's these little balls of cotton that weave themselves into my asshole hair. And I have to pick that out. And I want you to know this. You must know this. Yeah, I've talked about it. I've definitely mentioned it before, but I don't know where this cotton comes from. Definitely my clothes. And sometimes, yeah, man, when I'm walking around with no underwear and that shit like balls up and I start chafing. Dude, I'm that episode that I pulled my pants down and like looked at my, because that was for me. I do this for me. It's not for you. I saw my ass and I can see the effects. I could see there was a lining. There's a lining on the inside of my ass cheek that you can see it has like a different texture. And I believe wholeheartedly that is because I chafe. My body has built up a sort of chitin. To protect from the rubbing. However, this has not happened on my balls. So when I'm walking around with no underwear, my balls start chafing. And there's an ant crawling around on the inside of my lid. Whatever. If I drink a bug, I do, I guess. If I drink a bug, I do. So yeah, I was wondering, this is all because I was wondering, if you chafe enough, will your ball sack grow a callus? Will a sort of film coat the back of your balls? If you chafe enough, it gets really raw and it comes back stronger, man. It's like working out, you know? Yes, I get you. Get out. Got the bug. I will no longer be drinking the bug. And now things are just continuing to fall for this guy. What is happening? So all of that is just a long way of saying, I want to get ball sack callus. All right. That's all that is. So here's something that I wrote about myself. Because I have this tendency to project how I'm feeling onto people. And I feel like a lot of people have this tendency as well. And I think there's like two sides of the coin that's like you expressing your perceived reality versus somebody else's perceived reality. And the truth is somewhere in the middle, but if it goes any one way, then it is gaslighting. Because if you have your perceived reality and you project it on somebody, and it can become difficult to find the truth when you realize how biased you are. You can just call out what you see, but it's all coming through your lens. So whatever you see, whatever you think you picked up about somebody else, and you're like calling it out, it might actually just be about you. Yeah, I guess that's something to keep in mind as you're navigating the world, talking to people, making friends, sometimes you might think that somebody has a fear of abandonment, but it might actually just be you. Because in the past, I can tell you for sure that I have a fear of abandonment. I fear it so much that I leave. This is an idea for doing some stand-up comedy. So I'll just perform it. I've been going to therapy, which I haven't, but it's for the sake of the bit. I've been going to the therapy. I found out that I have a fear of abandonment. Yeah. I fear it so much that I leave. And it turns out I've been on this medication called Self. And they say that's a bad one to be on, but I don't know. I feel great. Everyone in my life just vanished, so they couldn't deal with it anymore. deal with what? I'm finally happy and this is your reaction? And let me tell you, I start to feel real weird when I'm off my meds. It's like running that like line between like, because this is something that I thought about a lot, because I had an experience with an antidepressant. I was on Zoloft for a little bit in 2020. I think it was 2020, 2021. No, it was 2020. I got off of Zoloft at the beginning of 2021 because and this was all like, my entire journey with Zoloft was self, like it all came from me. I recognized my symptoms and I found like the perfect medicine for all these symptoms. And so I just sought out medicine with no therapy or nothing. It was really just to alleviate the symptoms that I was having. I was treating symptoms, not the cause. And so naturally, when I was on it, I felt better. But what I noticed that Zoloft did for me was, I have racing thoughts. I have cyclical thoughts. I have obsessions and compulsions that get reinforced when I act on these things and I do these things. And for once in my fucking life, it was silent. In my head, it was just silent. And I felt like everything was going to be okay. It was a note that I wrote, everything's going to be okay. Until I was on it long enough that I felt okay, that I think I got complacent, that it's like the same part of me that has motivation that beats myself up over like not being somewhere else. Like this dissatisfaction that I feel that motivates me to get to a different place. Whatever that place may be, it's all like in your head. It just eliminated all of that. So I was just fine with where I was. And I didn't feel like I needed to do anything. And I just started drinking. I developed a habit. It got to a point where if I didn't drink, I would get a headache. So I was like drinking like four to six drinks every night. And I was just like content. But there's this like feeling in the back of your mind that you like need this stuff. And you remember what it's like to not be like this. And I think I wanted to like, I saw what it was like with the lights off, with the just thoughts dim, just turn off those thoughts. I saw what it was like. And it's like not good enough. That makes sense. Like, I wanted to turn the thoughts back on so I could use them to my advantage, because I saw what it was like on the other side. And it's so hard to explain. But like, it's that same part of your brain that is dissatisfied with comfort that motivates you to do things. So when I'm on it, I just felt complacent and numb. And I was trying to like reactivate those parts of my brain by drinking. And that's not how that works. So I decided to go off of Zoloft because that was my experience with it. And I don't really know what the point of me explaining that was, but I guess it's just something that I've been, you know, something that has been an experience of mine that I can share. And this is all just a learning up process, because no one really knows anything. And that's something that I gotta keep in mind as well. Once you start getting too attached to things, that's when you start like caring too much, I guess. Does that make sense? I don't know. I think that's about all I got in the tank for this evening. It doesn't matter when I record this. It's the evening. It is literally 12:40. It's so not the evening. But since I'm recording a podcast, it's the evening. So that's about all I got in the tank for now. So thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to share it with somebody who think might also enjoy it. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.